Hello there, welcome to another exciting episode and scintillating moments with Viv. How are you doing? So hope you're having a great week and you're enjoying your weekend as well. Yes, this is the last weekend in the month of November, and on this episode we're calling it a wrap on cancer awareness. But before then, we're going to talk about the last type of cancer we're supposed to be doing is awareness this month, which is stomach cancer. I have lots of mind-blowing information, so just stay tuned so that you get all the information you need. Yes, and I want to really appreciate you all for your concern, for your feedbacks, for every single thing. You keep encouraging me and all that. I'm grateful for the sharing, the feedbacks. Thank you. I can't thank you guys enough, because Scintillating Moments with Viv is still here today because I have listeners that want to just know more about themselves. They want to hear more about these relatable issues, things that are happening around them, and they just want to be good. They just want to have information. Yes, so I'm proud of you that you're the type to have information. Thank you so much for always tuning in. Thank you for tuning in right now. So let's get started. So about stomach cancer, I'm going to take a feedback that is very important after the stomach cancer gist. So about stomach cancer, which is also known as gastric cancer, the truth is there are a lot of things about this cancer that I'm going to be pointing out some facts, things that I feel like these are things I should know about stomach cancer. I'm just going to be very fast. It's going to be a very brief episode, but wonderful. Yes. So the first thing I want you to know about stomach cancer, of course, we all know where our stomach is. Our stomach is in our abdomen. So please, next time you're touching your abdomen, I say, or maybe you're touching your abdomen, don't say, I'm touching my stomach. That area is your abdomen. In your abdomen, you have your stomach, you have your pancreas, you have other abdominal organs, those organs that are there. So that your stomach is in your abdomen. Yes, it's in the abdominal region. So let's get that first of all. So stomach cancer is that cancer that actually affects the stomach, the stomach organ, and it's too bad in the sense that just like lung cancer, you don't get to note the symptoms. You don't get to know that you even have cancer spreading inside you, and it's close to different organs, so it spreads wide into those organs. So the first fact about the stomach cancer is that the symptoms can actually be overlooked. Reasons being that at the early stage, you might not experience those symptoms, just like I said earlier, and you might be having signs of indigestion and discomfort. Of course, these signs can actually be mistaken for signs of some people tell you that on a normal day they have indigestion, so it's not a big deal, or perhaps they have ulcer and all that, so it can actually be mistaken. So you find out that in most cases, it is when the cancer gets to an advanced stage that people start knowing, people now get worried, and then they start going for cancer tests to know if they actually have cancer. But at the early stage, they're always misguided, especially when they're trying to treat themselves, you know, people that do home treatments most times. So but in the advanced stage, you start seeing cases like blood in the stool or in vomit. The person is always vomiting. The person can't keep down anything. There is loss of appetite. There is nausea, unexplained weight loss. There is heartburn, pain in the abdomen, close to the belly button. Yes, and another fact that would interest you is that there are a lot of factors that can put you at risk of this stomach cancer, which includes your diet. Yes, your diet. Do you know that salty food puts you at risk of stomach cancer? Oh, you don't know. Now you know. So you have salty food there. You have cases of using smoked food. Yes, you want to buy suya, you want to buy smoked fish, please do well to remove that black part on your smoked fish. It's not good for your health. As you keep taking it in, it keeps increasing, keeps piling up in your body, and it's exposing you, it's putting more at risk of stomach cancer. So please remove that black part. Those black parts, they're not good for you. So another one is foods that are low in fruits and vegetables. There was a time I took my time to explain the importance of fruits and vegetables in our diet. So if you've not listened to Balanced Diet, my brother, my sister, please, once you're done with this episode, go down to the episode of Balanced Diet and listen to it. You will get all the information you need. Then the next one is alcohol and tobacco use, even ulcer. Yes, ulcer, because of the H. pylori bacteria that causes ulcer. It has a way of attacking your stomach lining that exposes you to stomach cancer. Now we have gastric polyps, of course, and pernicious anemia. When your body is not able to absorb vitamin B12, it exposes you to the risk of stomach cancer. Again, another fact that would interest is that there are lots of tests you can actually do to actually find out this stomach cancer. So it's not a big deal kind of something. You can go for fecal occult blood tests. You can go for upper endoscopy. You can go for bi-speed urine gastroscopy. You can go for endoscopic ultrasound, whatever means you want. But I think the easiest and the most friendly is the fecal occult blood test, and it will still give you the results. If you have any cancerous cell there, it will still show. So the last one fact I'll be dropping is that yes, there are treatments for gastric cancer. Yes, there are treatments, and it depends on your age, your health status, and of course the extent of the disease. Just like I said that this stomach cancer is not being they don't get to know about it on time, they don't diagnose it on time because probably you don't feel the symptoms, or perhaps you've been doing home remedies, or you've been thinking it's indigestion, or you've been having ulcer. That is what you're reacting to, not knowing that the cancer is spreading around different organs in your stomach, or spreading around the whole stomach. So it spreads very quickly because of its location, because of the location of the stomach, and because of that, it's not always diagnosed on time. So the treatment that you'll be giving to you will be dependent on your age. Yes, your age, your health, and of course the extent of the disease. So we have treatments like surgery, removing the part that is already affected. We have chemotherapy, we have radiation therapy, we have immunotherapy. So these are treatments that one can undergo. Is stomach cancer curable? Of course it is. So you don't have to like make the person that is suffering stomach cancer to feel like it's a death sentence. No, it's not a death sentence. Of course, it's curable, and the person is going to get better, and the person is going to be good, going to be in good health once you see a doctor. So please, and please, and please, and please, I keep pleading, I keep telling people, stop all this home medication, or let's say, call it self-medication you do. When you see, notice some things in your body, go to the hospital. Most importantly, run test. Yes, run a test and know what is actually wrong with you, because when you find out these things on time, it makes your treatment easier and faster, and your chances of recovery are higher. So you see, so please try to get to the hospital. Now the last feedback I said I'm going to drop here, and I'm going to explain, was a discussion I was having with one of my listeners. So he said that he had an uncle that has been smoking since he was a kid, and now he's an adult, and he's surprised that the uncle hasn't been diagnosed of stomach cancer, lung cancer, or any form of cancer. And I told him that, see, two individuals might be smoking, one might develop a cancer and the other one doesn't develop cancer at all. Why? Because of genetic makeup. The truth is that our genetic makeup plays a huge role in what we are susceptible to. So if the environmental factor is playing like 30 to 35% role, your genetic factor plays like 65 to 70% role. It plays more role. to what you're susceptible to. So I always tell people, don't follow a lifestyle because someone is going through that lifestyle. You do not know your genetic makeup until you start having a problem or someone in your lineage has a problem, and then they start tracing it. And that is for people that even bother to trace if it's in their gene. Some people will say it's their village people. Some people will say, oh, maybe something happened. A lot of reasons. But to cut the long story short, please live a decent life. Avoid anything that will put you at risk of any of this cancer. Most importantly, see a doctor when you are sick. When you notice an abnormality, see a doctor. Run a test. You mean so much to me, and I want to always have you around. I love you so much. Have a great weekend, and don't forget to share this podcast with someone. Take care.